Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Local Development Jiří Čunek resigned from his posts in the centre-right cabinet on Wednesday, saying he didn't want the financial scandal surrounding him to weaken the governing coalition. He left in fighting spirit, having defended his post at the head of the Christian Democrats and blaming the press for his downfall. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Is he a victim or a politician totally lacking in scruples? In the wake of numerous scandals, a corruption investigation and allegations that he had abused the country's welfare system, many of the Christian Democrats who assembled to hear the party leader's explanation were uncertain. 4 hours later, the party leadership once again closed ranks around him. Jiří Čunek convinced them that he was innocent of any wrongdoing and had been hounded out of office by the media.
The Czech TV report, which set this scandal in motion, was biased and untrue. This whole affair has been artificially created in order to damage me. I can only say what I've said repeatedly in the past. I'm innocent of any wrongdoing.
In relation to the scandal surrounding alleged abuse of welfare benefits, Mr. Čunek explained that he had been fully entitled to them, since part of the 3.5 million crowns he had in the bank belonged to his cousin with whom he was planning to start a business. He produced the respective certificates and the cousin in person. As to why he had not explained the matter sooner, Mr. Čunek said he had not wanted to impose on his relatives, who would have been dragged through the mud by the press. Regarding the investigation of corruption, which the state attorney recently reopened, Mr. Čunek said he could now clear his name without suspicion of political intervention. Following his address, no one at the 100-member conference proposed that Jiří Čunek should quit his post as chairman. Moreover, Mr. Čunek received moral support from a most unexpected quarter, the Prime Minister himself. After giving Mr. Čunek the option to resign of his own accord or to be dismissed, Prime Minister Topolánek has shown his deputy a benevolent face, saying that if he cleared his name, he could return to office. The Prime Minister, moreover, took another shot at Czech television, saying that its reports concerning Jiří Čunek had been manipulative and unfair. Czech television no longer behaves like a public broadcaster, the Prime Minister said in an interview for the commercial radio station Impulse. Just a day or two ago, political commentators predicted that this scandal would be the end of the road for Jiří Čunek. Amazingly, he has not only managed to save face, but has turned the tables on the country's public broadcaster, Czech television.